Good morning again on Thursday the 28th of May. This is Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 with Rachel English and Gavin Jennings. The news is read by Brian Jennings.
The Economic and Social Research Institute has described the COVID-19 virus outbreak as a major shock to economic life, which is unprecedented in modern times. In its latest quarterly economic commentary, the Institute urges the government to invest in social housing and retrofitting homes to stimulate the economy. Our economics correspondent, Robert Short.
The ESRI has added its voice to calls for the government to stimulate activity in the economy, which it expects to be very fragile in the short to medium term. It expects unemployment this year to average 17%. It believes the downturn prompted by COVID-19 is a good time to catch up with the underlying demand for housing. It also recommends projects like retrofitting homes to help Ireland reach its climate goals. But it warns this necessary investment will increase the deficit, which it expects to be around €27 billion this year. So too will any extension to the pandemic unemployment payments. It finds that household savings may double during the pandemic, which could deliver a boost to the economy once a recovery begins. It warns that supports for business will be difficult for government to get right. Difficult choices will have to be made, and not all firms will survive.
Ireland ranks second in the list of countries with the highest number of deaths in care homes as a percentage of overall deaths from the COVID-19 virus. Figures released by the Department of Health show that 62% of all deaths from the coronavirus here occurred in care homes, behind Canada at 82%. However, reporting methods vary from country to country. Sinead Crowley reports.
The issue of deaths in care homes has been one of the most frequently discussed topics arising from this pandemic. Now, figures released by the Department of Health show that the number of such deaths here is high in comparison with other countries. 62% of the overall number of deaths here occurred in care homes, and the only country reporting a higher figure was Canada at 82%. The third-ranked country on the list was France at 51% and Sweden was at 49%, while the UK was ranked between 38 and 52% depending on various criteria applied. The report warns that international comparisons are difficult due to different approaches to recording deaths as well as differences in testing and policies. For example, official data for countries including Italy, Spain, the UK and the US is either incomplete or difficult to interpret. The information is available on the Department of Health's website.
The death toll from the coronavirus pandemic in the United States has risen to over 100,000. Of the more than 5.6 million confirmed cases around the world, 1.7 million have been in the US. Work on trying to strike an agreement on a programme for government will continue today, with the deputy leaders of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Green Party expected to meet. The parties still have to agree on a wording around what efforts might be made to reduce the country's financial deficit from 2023 onwards. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
The talks on government formation are now reaching the point where consensus is becoming more difficult to reach. Last night, a meeting between the parties did not find a way to agree the wording that would signal a commitment to begin reducing the country's projected large deficit in 3 years' time. It's estimated the figure could be anywhere from €6 billion to €14 billion at that stage. Transport will be discussed by the three parties today, but they will also have to look at the key area of social protection in the coming days, and that means addressing those pre-election promises to postpone the planned rise in the pension age to 67 from next year. This negotiation will take place amid indications that those pledges could now prove difficult to deliver. Today, the Dáil is set to pass a revised estimate for the Department of Social Protection in order to continue to fund welfare payments. However, the Taoiseach has said it will probably be next week before the government makes a decision on just how long the COVID-19 payments will be extended to.
An assessment of consumer spending on food outside the home, such as in restaurants, has found that the sector could fall in value by as much as €5 billion this year as a result of COVID-19. Bord Bia, the Irish Food Board, has published a paper which sets out the best and worst case scenarios for the market. Its worst case forecast is for the island of Ireland that it could see spending fall by 60% from €8.5 billion to just €3.7 billion. The Press Council of Ireland and the Office of the Press Ombudsman described the future of the print media in Ireland as very uncertain. A statement following publication of their annual report for 2019 said that the landscape had changed hugely in the past 5 months as a result of COVID-19. Laura Fletcher reports.
This report looks at the activities of the Press Ombudsman and the Press Council of Ireland in 2019. The former received 252 complaints about members in the print media last year, and it upheld 9 of them, while 15 appeals were made to the Press Council of Ireland and 3 were upheld. In the report, the chairman of the Press Council, Sean Donlan, spoke of how newspaper and magazine circulation continued to decline in 2019, and so too did advertising revenue. The press release accompanying the report's release maintains that things have gotten much worse since then. It noted that advertising revenue has declined even more in the last 5 months, and that all newspapers and magazines were struggling, and warned that some publications may close.
Now the time is coming up to 8 minutes past eight.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Centra. Make the most of summer. We've everything you need at Centra.
Warm, dry and mostly sunny. Highest temperatures generally ranging between 22 and 26 degrees, but higher locally in parts of the Midlands and West. A little cooler on eastern and southern coasts due to an onshore breeze.